We're joined by Chris Turnage down at the Senior Bowl. Chris, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. Let's get first off your thoughts on the two championship games yesterday.
Well, those are pretty good. I think, you know, everybody thought if you could pick it at the beginning of the season and say if you could have Seattle and San Fran and Denver and New England go at it, that's what they'd want to see. So I thought that was kind of a good deal. Of course, now the talk is Richard Sherman and his post-game interview. I'm sure you guys have already talked a little bit about that. But I thought they were great games. I enjoyed watching them, and it'll be a great Super Bowl.
And Chris, from being around there at the Senior Bowl and all the years you've worked with college players going to the NFL, what is the reaction, I guess, when you're talking to coaches, GMs about players? Because I know some of them, they like that. They like when a player has confidence, kind of runs his mouth, and then some of them don't. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's kind of interesting, you know, that Seattle has created kind of the new wave where every team is looking for these big corners now. And so it's funny because a lot of the teams, when they're interviewing the players, they'll ask them, well, who do you compare yourself to or who do you think you can be? And this year, the majority of the corners, when they were interviewed and asked that question, said Richard Sherman, who they compare themselves to. And so I think the players kind of like it and the swag and that type of stuff. I don't think the coaches like it too much. There were some coaches that were talking bad about it. And in fact, I was just telling Jill on the phone earlier, today at practice I was standing in between Rex Ryan and Rob Ryan. And they've been known to talk a little trash themselves, but they were talking about it to another guy. And you could tell they weren't too high on those comments and stuff like that. So it's been interesting to hear the different reactions.
Right. There's a time and place for it. I got you. And Trey and I were talking. We know Swanson is down there. Is there any other Hogs down there? And can you talk about them real quick? And then who I know it's early, but who so far, you know, has kind of been impressive?
Okay, yeah, we got Chris Smith in the game. And, you know, they had weigh-ins this morning, and it was kind of disappointing, I think, on some people. Chris Smith measured in at 6'1 and 1/8, 266. So that was a little smaller than what a lot of people thought he was. It was kind of interesting. I was talking to a Dallas Cowboy official. He asked me not to use his name, but at the weigh-in, and he said, hey, I love this kid, though, because he's got some of the best get-off of anybody, talking about Chris Smith. So I thought that was interesting, despite his height. And then Swanson was 6'5", 310. And, you know, today was the first day of practice. They looked pretty good. Chris Smith went up against a kid from Vanderbilt, Wesley Johnson, a couple times and beat him in one-on-ones. But then he went up against Juwan James from Tennessee and got beat pretty bad. Juwan shut him down. Swanson in one-on-ones got beat by Sutton, the defensive tackle out of Arizona State, which he's one of the top, you know, defensive tackles here. But then in team, he went up against McCullers from Tennessee a lot and shut him down quite a bit. So Swanson looked a lot better in team. And then Chris Smith looked better in one-on-one. So it'd be kind of interesting. They're both on the South team, which is coached by the Jacksonville Jaguars coaching staff there. So they're kind of getting a first-hand look and a first-hand experience from that. I'll tell you who stood out today, and it's another SEC player, but Jordan Matthews, the receiver. Mm-hmm. He looked really
Vanderbilt.
Good. He's one of the, you know, yeah, from Vanderbilt. He's one of the top receivers of all time in the SEC, according to some of the stats. And he looked really good today. He made some noise and made some waves. So it's been interesting to see those guys.
Chris, what are his measurements? What are Jordan Matthews' measurements?
Jordan actually measured in. He was 6'2 and a half, like 215. So, you know, I think Vanderbilt has him listed at 6'4 and a half or 6'5, but he was 6'2 and a half, like 215. So he was a little shorter as well, which is typical. You know, schools usually jack those numbers up.
Chris, obviously, when you look at Chris Smith, and I know his measurables were not what some thought that they would be, but let's take the gentleman from Dallas that doesn't want to be identified. Would they still go after him if he's there without the measurables being what they thought they would be?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what he said. You know, it was kind of weird because a few people were like, wow, even when they announced his measurement, and this guy told me, he said, hey, he's got some of the best get-off, though, of anyone here. And so, you know, with their new 4-3 scheme under Monty Kiffin, he could certainly fit in at DN. Now, I'll tell you, some teams have asked him to look at linebacker drills as well to see how he can move and if he can cover a little bit in some outside linebacker situations. So that'll be an interesting transition. But yeah, I could definitely see, you know, somebody like a Dallas, because they've got to have pass rushers in that Tampa 2 scheme. So I could see somebody like them taking Chris, maybe, you know, third, fourth round, something like that. I mean, I don't think you'll see him in the first or second.
And what did you say? What did you say his measurables were?
6'1" and 1/8", and then 266.
He was listed 6'3", 268 in the media guide.
Right, right. So again, not too untypical. Colleges will typically, you know, put those up. That's pretty big. You know, 2 inches, I guess, is a pretty big jump.
Yeah.
That's, see, to me, and this is one thing from having a father who coached and played college football. Was one thing that he always wanted listed the right way was how tall are you and how much do you weigh? Because you can answer this better than I can, Chris. Do they just kind of expect that, or does that already put a bad taste in their mouth when you're listed at 6'3", 260, and then you measure 6 foot, 230, where I always wanted to put what I was, so then they're already not thinking, okay, well, he lied about this. You know, is he as good, or what's his 40 time going to be? What's his vertical? What is this?
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. I don't think they really hold that against the player too much. I think they kind of understand that comes from the teams and the team media guides. And I think most teams kind of expect that. You know, I think that practice kind of started when teams were kind of trying to psych out another team and put, you know, make their players bigger and stronger than what they really were. And then everybody, for whatever reason, just kind of continued on with that that trend. But I don't think they really hold that too much against the players from that standpoint. I haven't seen that anyways.
Chris Turnage joining us. He's down at the Senior Bowl practice. Chris, some other guys that are standing out down there in your eyes.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The quarterbacks for the South team, the three quarterbacks, you got David Fales from San Jose State, and you got Derek Carr, who many people might remember David Carr. That's his brother, out of Fresno State, and then Jimmy Garoppolo out of Eastern Illinois. And Jimmy is probably the best quarterback out of that group, I'd say by far so far anyways. And for those people that are Cowboys fans, that's the same school that Tony Romo came from. And so he's had a little hype building around that. And he looked the best quarterback for sure, I would think, in that group. And then, you know, the South is filled with a lot of SEC players. You got D. Ford, the defensive end from Auburn. He looked decent today. You got Jay Pross, who's a fullback from Auburn. He was kind of non-existent, but just kind of getting some other SEC players that looked decent. And then, let's see, Juwan James, who I've already mentioned, from Tennessee, he looked really good as far as the offensive line. He's a big man. I think he ended up weighing in at 6'6", 320, something like that, pretty close to it. So he's a pretty big guy and looked really good today. He can move really well.
Chris, maybe we can talk to you later on in the week and get another report before the game this weekend.
Absolutely. Be glad to.
All right, Chris. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.